Here is my security news roundup for the week ending March 15th, 2024. Microsoft confirms Russian hackers stole source code, some customer secrets. Microsoft revealed that the Kremlin-backed threat actor known as Midnight Blizzard managed to gain access to some of its source code repositories and internal systems following a hack that came to light in January 2024. In recent weeks, we have seen evidence that Midnight Blizzard is using information initially exfiltrated from our corporate email systems to gain or attempt to gain unauthorized access, the tech giant said. This has included access to some of the company's source code repositories and internal systems. To date, we have found no evidence that Microsoft-hosted customer-facing systems have been compromised. Read more at thehackernews.com. 41 state attorneys general tell Meta to fix their customer support for hacking victims. A group of 41 state attorneys general are demanding that Meta step up its support services for users who have been victims of hackers and account takeovers. We refuse to operate as the customer service representatives of your company, the group writes in a letter addressed to Meta's chief legal officer. We request Meta take immediate action and substantially increase its investment in account takeover mitigation tactics, as well as responding to users whose accounts were taken over. Read more at Engadget.com. Microsoft blocks terms that made violent sexual images on Copilot Designer. Microsoft is working to fix its AI image generation tool, Copilot Designer, after it was revealed by a company engineer, Shane Jones. Jones, tasked with testing the tool's safety, discovered that it could be used to generate disturbing content. This included violent scenes involving teenagers, sexualized images, and biased content on sensitive topics. As we reported earlier, the tool disregarded copyright, churning out images of Disney characters in inappropriate situations. Microsoft has responded with initial steps. Certain prompts are now blocked. Users receive policy violation warnings, and safety filters are being improved. Read more at mspoweruser.com. No, Apple Magic, as 11% of Mac OS detections last year came from malware. As revealed in our 2024 Threatdown State of Malware report, a full 11% of all detections recorded by malware bytes on Mac computers in 2023 were from different variants of malware, the catch-all term that cybersecurity researchers use to refer to ransomware, trojans, info stealers, worms, viruses, and more. That 11% figure may not sound imposing, but remember that many people today still believe that Apple devices, including Mac computers, are invulnerable to cyber infections because of some sort of vague Apple magic. Cyber threats on Mac aren't non-existent. They're just different, but different threats still need effective protection. Read more at malwarebytes.com. Over 15,000 Roku accounts hacked and sold online to use people's saved credit cards. It appears that Roku itself was not compromised, but customers reused the same username and password on their Roku as they did with a third-party site or app that had been broken into. Update: Roku is also offering full refunds to impacted customers. Attacks like this are not new, as hackers often use stolen logins on multiple services to see where they have been reused. From there, they sell them to people looking for free access to paid services or, in the case of Roku, to buy hardware using the stolen credit cards. Even if you are not a part of this breach, it is highly suggested that you do not reuse passwords between accounts. Read more at cordcuttersnews.com. Third-party chat GPT plugins could lead to account takeovers. According to new research published by Salt Labs, security flaws found directly in ChatGPT and within the ecosystem could allow attackers to install malicious plugins without users' consent and hijack accounts on third-party websites like GitHub. ChatGPT plugins, as the name implies, are tools designed to run on top of the large language model with the aim of accessing up-to-date information, running computations, or accessing third-party services. OpenAI has since also introduced GPTs, which are bespoke versions of ChatGPT tailored for specific use cases. While reducing third-party services dependencies, as of March 19, 2024, ChatGPT users will no longer be able to install new plugins or create new conversations with existing plugins. Read more at thehackernews.com. FCC probes online retailers over sale of potentially risky smart doorbells. Knock, knock, it's the FCC. Democratic Commissioner Geoffrey Starks wants answers about how and why low-cost smart doorbells that allegedly contain glaring security vulnerabilities are commonly available on e-commerce sites like Amazon. On March 8, Starks sent letters to the online retail giant, as well as Sears, Temu, and Shine, asking the sellers to explain how they vet the gadgets they list on their sites. Working together, we must find better ways to stop risky and unlawful products from entering the commerce stream and from seeing their sales irresponsibly boosted when they are listed online. Responses from the retailers are due March 22nd, according to the letters. Read more at emergingtechbrew.com. Political operative and firm behind Biden AI robocall sued for thousands. A political operative and two companies that facilitated a fake robocall using AI to impersonate Joe Biden should be required to pay thousands of dollars in damages and should be barred from taking similar future actions, a group of New Hampshire voters and a civic action group said in a federal lawsuit. The suit comes weeks after Steve Kramer, a political operative, admitted that he was behind the robocall that spoofed Biden's voice on the eve of the New Hampshire primary and urged Democrats in the state not to vote. The incident may have been the first time AI was used to interfere in a U.S. election. Read more at theguardian.com. This week's must-see on my YouTube channel. Do you really need gigabit internet? Gigabit internet is like a supercar. Not everyone needs one, but for those who do, it's a game changer. Please watch my video on that topic by following the link listed. Did you know? Gold, a highly ductile element, can easily be stretched into a long and thin wire. 1 ounce of gold will yield a wire 50 miles long. 40 is the only number that is spelled with its letters in alphabetical order. You are 1 centimeter taller in the morning when you first get up than when you go to bed. This is because during the day, the soft cartilage between your bones gets squashed and compressed. Just thought you might want to know. A person always doing his or her best becomes a natural leader, just by example, thanks to Joe DiMaggio. And that's a wrap for this week's Security News Roundup. Stay safe, stay secure, and I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye, and thanks for watching and listening.